This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian fighters holed up in a steel plant in the last known pocket of resistance inside the shattered city of Mariupol have ignored a surrender or die ultimatum from the Russians and continue to hold out against the capture of the strategically vital port. Mariupol has been the site of a merciless seven-week-old siege that has reduced much of the city to a smoking ruin. Its fall would be Moscow's biggest victory of the war yet and free up troops to take part in a potentially climactic battle for control of Ukraine's industrial east. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is now saying Russian troops in southern Ukraine have been carrying out torture and kidnappings, and he called on the world Sunday to respond. He said torture chambers are built there, Zelensky said in an evening address to the nation. He also said they abduct representatives of local governments and anyone deemed visible to local communities. Zelensky said humanitarian aid has been stolen, creating famine. In occupied parts of Kherson and other regions, he said the Russians are creating separatist states and introducing Russian currency, the ruble. Intensified Russian shelling of Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, has killed 18 people and wounded 106 in just the last 4 days alone, according to Zelensky. On what is supposed to be Christianity's most joyous day, Pope Francis made an anguished Easter Sunday plea for peace in the senseless war in Ukraine and in other armed conflicts raging around the world. He also voiced worry about the risk of nuclear warfare. And the pontiff also had just finished celebrating Easter Mass in a square packed by faithful for the holiday for the first time since the pandemic began in early 2020.